Welcome back to part 4 in the last part of the Myanmar Migration Podcast, and this time we'll be talking more about Myanmar's migration situation. This is James Mihich, broadcasting from Dripping Springs, Texas, on October 31st, 2018. Myanmar currently does not really have any issues, or any real issues, with unauthorized immigration, due to the fact that nobody really wants to be immigrating into the country due to the religious persecution and conflicts that it has in its current state. And while Myanmar doesn't currently have any government policies against immigration or the rate at which it occurs into the country, it does have restrictions on who can become a Myanmar citizen and who cannot become a Myanmar citizen. Now, from what I could find, the country doesn't seem to take very many surveys or a census on what the public thinks about immigration and unauthorized immigration into the country, and like what they think of the people that are immigrating in. But due to the religious persecution that is currently going on in the country, I can say fairly certainly that neither group would really want the other group, and by group I mean either the Muslims or the Rakhine Buddhists. Neither group would want the other immigrating into the country at any point. The country is currently experiencing a bit of a brain drain to a certain extent, where many of the younger people and like the younger generation in the country are leaving and moving to other nearby countries such as Thailand or other nearby South Asia countries with better economies and more opportunities. And more jobs, and basically they're moving anywhere where they feel as though their talents and their intelligence will get them better jobs and more educational opportunities with better pay. While this isn't really a widespread issue all over the country, it is occurring on smaller scales all around the country, which I would say qualifies it as a full-blown brain drain, and the country produces quite a few migrant workers itself, but does not really receive any due to there not really being any job openings for that line of work, compared to a lot of the neighboring countries such as Thailand. Just like kind of what is causing this brain drain, there's no reason for Myanmar workers to stay if there's higher pay in other areas. So now all of what I've talked about in the last 4 episodes contributes to Myanmar's current situation when it comes to their migration coming in, which is almost non-existent, as many things cause a lack of incentive to live there, such as the religious conflict and just the economy. I mean, nobody wants to work in a place where they can't get a good pay.